Welcome to the Direct Sales and Social Selling Podcast. My name is Lisa Mustard, and I've been in the direct sales space for 9 years. I'm a mom and wife who lives a very active and fit lifestyle, pretty much doing all the things in activewear. I'm excited to share how I've created success in the direct sales industry and how you can too. In each episode, I'll give you my best advice and suggestions on how you can move forward in your business, no matter what products or services you sell. Are you ready? Let's go. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're having a great day. Something I'm wondering about is, where do you live and what do you do while you're listening to podcasts? Are you here in the States or another country? I would love to hear from you. Feel free to connect with me on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook mainly, but you could also send me an email on my website. I'd love to connect with you. But if you guys didn't know, I am in the great state of South Carolina. And when I listen to podcasts, I love to be on a walk. Walking is my podcast listening time. But another spot I listen to podcasts is when I'm alone in the car and I have complete control over what is being listened to versus when my kids are in the car. But I also love to listen to podcasts when I'm at the gym. And aside from podcasting and building an online business, and of course, my family, my other love is lifting weights. Now, I've been in the gym since my mid-20s, and that's about 20-ish years now. And I love the challenges of lifting weights and getting stronger. And the gym has taught me so, so much, especially the idea of consistency creating results. If I only went to the gym every few weeks, I wouldn't have much muscle, right? So it's similar in building an online business. It's about consistently putting in the work to reach my next goals. I just wanted to give you that comparison because I think it's really important that, you know, if you're in direct sales or social selling, nothing happens overnight. It is consistently taking action. It's consistently working on those income producing activities and being more focused on those activities than being focused on the outcomes. Okay. Because if I only focus on the outcome, every time I would go to the gym, I would be frustrated that I don't have bigger muscles, right? But if I focus on the process, if I focus on the actions of building muscle, eventually, consistently doing those things, I'm going to have the muscle or the shape that I want. I've seen it happen over the past 20 years. And I know that you can take the same ethic and apply it towards your online business, your social selling business, or your direct sales business. And speaking of the gym and working out, have you taken my What's Your Activewear Personality quiz yet? It's a lot of fun. And after answering just a few questions, you'll get my recommendation for what activewear fits your personality. It's probably no shocker that my personality is a weight room babe. So head to my site to take the quiz. I'll also put a link in the show notes. So in this episode, I want to dive in a little bit deeper into the technical side of things. Remember in the last episode, I stressed the importance of knowing your end goal as you contemplate starting a podcast. So you really want to think this all through. Do you want more sales? Do you want more customers? Do you want to grow your membership or courses? Do you want more partners to join you in your business? Really think through what your end goal is and why you are starting a podcast. Because podcasting is great. And a lot of people want to just start a podcast and share content and value. And I do, I applaud that. But I also want to tell you that you will burn out fast and fade if you don't figure out a way to monetize your show. Podcasting takes work and it takes time to come up with content. I truly recommend figuring out how you will monetize your show before you even hit record. So now that you're thinking about how you will monetize your show, you're going to want to set up a few things as you're planning out your podcast. I'm going to cover these things in this episode: your lead magnet and email marketing service, website, podcast hosting service, recording system, how you're going to edit, and the music that you're going to have on your show. So let's talk about the lead magnet first. This is the piece of valuable content that you will offer your audience in exchange for their email. It really can be anything. So get creative. A short ebook, a how-to guide, a challenge, a workbook, even a quiz. Actually, quizzes are super popular right now. Whatever it is, you want to craft your lead magnet that calls out your target audience and offers them value. For example, as I mentioned earlier, I have a quiz as my lead magnet. So let's think that through. Let's reverse engineer why I have a quiz as my lead magnet. So some of you guys know that I am an activewear brand rep, right? So I'm constantly looking for new customers and new brand partners. And I got really tired of fighting the social media algorithm. So I decided that, hey, I'm going to give it a go with podcasting. So what I'm doing is my lead magnet is giving people the opportunity to figure out what their activewear personality is, right? So when I have when I created that quiz, my end goal was to collect emails. So then I could now send them my email series about the activewear that I represent, right? So I want you to think about what the lead magnet is going to be. If you are a personal trainer, maybe you want to send them a free workout, a free, you know, 7-day workout plan. Maybe you are in health and wellness space and you want to send them the benefits of whatever the benefits of the solutions that you offer give you, like youthful aging, or healthy nutrition. So think about what that your audience is looking for, a lead magnet that you can create, that then you're going to have a follow-up email series that then you are nurturing your audience and making suggestions and showing them the products that you offer. I mean, there's more to it than just that, but that's really how this works. Okay. Email marketing service. You really want to think about what service you're going to use, because that's going to allow you to create that follow-up email sequence that goes out to the people who've signed up for your lead magnet. Now, I use AWeber and find it to be pretty friendly, even if you're tech challenged like me. You can also create sign-up forms and landing pages with AWeber, which is great. They have lots of templates and they have resources to help you get started. There are other email marketing systems out there, so make sure you do your research on which one is best for your needs. My goal is to offer you massive value with this podcast. And if you like what you're hearing and want even more tips and ideas for your direct sales and social selling business, then you gotta hop on my text list. Text the word direct, that's D-I-R-E-C-T, to the number 803-676-7513. That's text the word direct, D-I-R-E-C-T, to the number 803-676-7513, or you can fill out the opt-in form in the show notes. And for my friends outside of the US or Canada, find me on Telegram at Direct Sales and Social Selling with Lisa, or click the link in the show notes to join me over there. I hope to see you guys there soon. All right. The other thing you are going to need is a website. You definitely want a website. It's your property on the internet. It's your place to share information, sell your products or services, as well as where you want your audience to head to. Think about it. This is your internet real estate. You can drive traffic to your site, and that's what you want. You don't want to rely on social media, because as we've seen, it can go out at any moment. And if you say something they don't like, well, they can shut you down or shut down your account. Avoid that headache by having your website ready to go. However, if you don't have a website at the moment, don't sweat it, because the podcast hosting service I use, Captivate, will provide you with a podcast website. This isn't an extra fee. You get the service when you become a Captivate customer, and you can see my Captivate website here. I'll put it in the show notes. You can check it out. It also is going to allow you to put in your lead magnet or your email series sign up along with your Captivate website, which is really nice, because it's going to be that call to action on your website that's going to encourage people to get your lead magnet. So you can see how I did that. I'll put that in the show notes. But it really is important that you have a website, even if it's something that's just basic. You know, one of the reasons I started podcasting was because I wanted to get off of social media. I didn't want to rely on social media to hope and pray that something I posted was going to get in front of the right person. Podcasting has been an incredible way to market what I do. And I'll get to that more at the end. Okay. So you want to also know how you're going to record your podcast and how you're going to edit. There are many services out there that you can use to record your podcast. I keep it really simple and use Zoom. I mean, Zoom is great for a number of reasons. Mainly, most of us are pretty familiar with it since 2019 and all the online meetings we've been a part of, right? You can record your audio files straight to your computer, and that leads me into editing services. But I also want to suggest that you get a professional microphone and headphones, and you can usually find a mic for under $100, and it's really, really worth the investment. I have an Audio-Technica 2005. I've had it for years. It's been great. And this is the one that I use on the show. Okay, so let's talk about editing. I outsource my editing because I don't have the time to learn the skill of editing. But if you want to learn the skill of editing, there are tons of YouTube tutorials out there. I really highly recommend my editor, Chelsea. She's fast, friendly, professional, and understands how I want the show to flow, as well as make me sound amazing. So thanks so much, Chelsea, for all your help and work on the show. If you guys want to connect with Chelsea, I can give you her information. You can also find podcast editors on Fiverr.com, Upwork, or even an internet search. be sure to ask for a sample of their work as well as any testimonials they have about working with them. And be sure you understand their rates, what you are receiving, and the turnaround time they offer. Next up is music. This is where you can really let your podcast personality shine. So what music will you use for your intro and outro, as well as any mid-roll ads you have? I encourage you to pick something that you like and shows your personality. I like upbeat and a little bit on the rock side. So I'm drawn to that music as well as to other shows that have similar music. I tend to turn, like if I'm finding a new podcast, if the music is like really kind of like low and mellow, honestly, I have a tendency just to like, I don't listen. I like upbeat. I like energy. That kind of gives me a feel for what's to come. So that's just me. That's my personality. But think about that and think about your personality and what you like and what you prefer. I also recommend, what other shows do you listen to that you like their music? Because you can search for something similar. There's lots of websites where you can purchase music from, really just a simple internet search. You can find music. I use Audio Jungle, which is Envato, or I think that's how you say it, Envato, E-N-V-A-T-O. It's one of their brands, Audio Jungle. You can listen to a lot of samples and it's really easy to purchase through there. Okay, so there you have it, you guys. Answers to the technical questions I get asked the most. So if you've thought about starting a podcast to grow your direct sales or social selling business, it is a great time to get started. Truly, podcasting is an incredible marketing tool, and I only wish I had started sooner. I'm here to help coach you through it all. And if you're interested in my coaching, be sure to head to the form and the show notes and fill it out, and let's get you started on rocking out your goals. Okay, so let me just share how it's working for me. I've increased my sales since starting this podcast. Plus, I'm having more conversations with those who are interested in doing what I do, which, by the way, is being an activewear brand rep. So I share the brand with my network and earn a commission on what I sell. And I have systems and trainings to help new reps get started, and I mentor them. And you can learn more about that on my website or sign up for my free email series on how you can create a side income from home or anywhere you have a Wi-Fi connection. Just head to the show notes to learn more about that. You guys, I love podcasting because it helps me reach an audience that truly wants and needs what I have to offer. Like I said, I'm not battling with social media algorithms, hoping and praying my posts get in front of the right people. Podcasting is an incredible way to grow your brand, up your authority, and connect with your audience. So let's connect. And if you're ready to blow up your sales and increase your income, let's start talking. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, I'd love it if you gave me a 5-star rating and review on your preferred podcast platform. Thanks so much for listening, y'all, and I'll be back soon. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Direct Sales and Social Selling Podcast with me, your host, Lisa Mustard. I know there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, and I'm thankful you've chosen to listen to mine. Be sure to connect with me over on my website, www.lisamustard.com, and thanks for listening, y'all. There is no promise or representation that you will make a certain amount of money or any money or not lose money as a result of using this podcast. Any earnings, revenue, or income statements are based on actual individual results and our estimates as may be stated. There is no guarantee that you will make these levels for yourself. If we know typical buyer results, they are listed. Otherwise, we do not know typical buyer results, and you should take that into consideration. As with any business, your results will vary and will be based on your personal abilities, experience, knowledge, capabilities, level of desire, and an infinite number of variables you may not have anticipated. There are no guarantees concerning the level of success you may experience. Each person's results will vary. There are unknown risks in any business, particularly with the internet, where advances and changes can happen quickly. The use of our information, products, and services should be based on your own due diligence, and you agree that we are not liable for your success or failure.